Podcast Fresh.
What we do here is go back.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Torres and Acapella Show, show number 2. We are back with the sequel, the one and only, the only one. Señores y señoras, or señoras y señores, bienvenido al Torres and Acapella Show número 2, my friend. We're taping this puppy. What day is it today? December? It feels like December.
No, it's November.
November 24.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, we got our first little bit of snow. My name, Chris Torres, that guy, Ryan Acapella Mello. Make some noise for that son of a gun. How are you, Pac?
I'm good, man. I'm tired as hell. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, but, that's not like you.
No, well, it is, but it's a little harder today.
Sarcasm.
But I got some elixirs to the left of me that'll help me chug.
You got a couple Phoenix Downs that are ready to bring you back up.
Yeah, I got some potions.
We're counting it down, man. Final Fantasy Remake Part 2. I mean, that's the next one, you know?
That's probably, yeah, it's the next big one. Yeah.
It's coming out during normal times, not during the pandemic or the shutdowns. So that'll be a little bit different.
That'll be cool.
I'll probably be working full time, so I don't think I'll be able to just beat that game in like 3-4 days like we did Remake, but man, that's the next one.
Well, to be fair, I don't think this one is supposed to be beaten like that. I think this one is way bigger.
I might end up, yeah.
You know, I think that's definitely a month or two project for me.
I think this game is going to go down the same route as The Last of Us. Then we're going to get 7 Remake, Remastered Extended, where they extend the original Remake game by like 25 hours by adding in all these different things. Because there's a lot they skipped over.
Well, we just didn't get to that part yet, right?
Yeah, but you can easily beef up what you already have in there and add maybe, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours, right? But that's the next one, man. You know what time it is. Let's get into the Yo Mama jokes.
Oh, shit.
Pac-Man, you got it first. Go ahead, my brother.
All right.
Brother from another mother.
Yo Mama's so old, she was a waitress at the Last Supper.
Not bad. Not bad. Factually incorrect, though, because I think it was just... I thought, wasn't the Last Supper just like a boys' night? They just kind of gave him the key to the restaurant. They're like, here, shut it down afterwards.
Wait, no, isn't that when they're all at the table and they like pose for the portrait or whatever?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's when they sat on the one side of the table.
They made sure everything was even, even number of people on each side.
Sometimes when I go out for drinks with the boys, I haven't done this to you, but I'll sometimes just like, if it's just like the two of us or three of us, I'll sit on their side of the table so we're all facing the same direction.
Oh.
And that's kind of like the Jesus sitting, right? You're all staring at the wall or whatever the fuck.
No, we always sat across from each other. That's true.
I like that. All right, I got one. Your mama's so fat that when it was time to baptize her, they baptized her at SeaWorld.
That's a classic.
That is a classic.
I haven't heard that in so long.
That is a classic. And I always imagine like a SeaWorld tub, like one of those tubs, but just the right size to fit the whale. You know what I'm saying? Like the whale is the exact size of the tub.
Oh, okay. So it's almost stuck.
It's a really dumb joke.
It's a really dumb
joke. Man, your mama jokes were like a huge thing back in the 90s. I remember, you know. And kids would get offended every now and then, you know? So the teachers have to be like, no more your mama jokes. No more of these jokes. And of course, then you would go out, you know, to recess or whatever, and you'd tell some more your mama jokes, and it just became like a thing. And then you'd go to a different school or a different class, and you'd hear like the different varieties of them. But man, all kinds of, your mama's so fat, your daddy's so dumb, you're so ugly. You know, that's why, you know, 90s kids were tough, dude. 90s kids were tough. That's how we came out of that. We came out of that school.
We insulted for fun.
Yeah. But how you been, man? What's been up with you, Doug?
Man, I've been honestly not up to much. I've been chilling besides working like an animal. You know, I've played around with some podcast ideas, kind of jotting down, preparing for next year. I feel like I'm doing
cool.
Waiting for some downtime to actually execute these ideas. And, when I'm not doing that, up until yesterday, I was playing Super Mario RPG, but I finished it. And yeah, now it's like today we finally got back on this thing. Like I'm pretty, it's pretty like, you know, kosher right now. I don't really got much going on.
Yeah. I went to Depeche Mode a couple weeks back.
Oh yeah, with
man, what a concert! Yeah. It was good. It was really good. I thought they really brought the energy. You know,
have you seen them before?
Yeah, twice before.
Oh okay.
Cool. In 08 and in 20.
Oh shit! Yeah, okay.
This was a good concert. We sat like right next to the stage, like facing the side of them. We were six rows up, so we were like right there.
Damn.
And, you know, on the ticket, it says like limited viewing or whatever, but it's so worth it. I mean, you're right there. They're just not staring. You know, I don't need the guys to stare into my eyes.
You're not yet.
When they're singing. You know what I mean? I want to look at their eyes.
I want them to look at me.
I'm okay looking at the side of them, you know, but it was a great show. They did a bunch of their songs. The thing with Toronto is, doesn't matter who comes to town. Most bands, most artists will play the greatest hits because it's that kind of town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you'll sometimes get some of the more experimental tracks, but for the most part, it's a greatest hits show. Really good. The Depeche Mode crowds are really good in general. I mean, the three times that I've gone, they've been really good. There was one funny part, though. This was a shoot, because I don't think they were just doing this for sure or whatever. They got an ovation after one of the songs. And David, the leader, he said, that's much better than Montreal last night. And we're all like, oh, shit.
Wow.
Damn, just buried them. Yeah. And at first, I'm like, okay, whatever. It's the easy pop, right?
Yeah.
Like somebody will come and pander to the crowd by saying something like, Montreal Canadiens, city. No, Maple Leafs, yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's not as heavy-handed as like wearing the jersey.
Right.
Shout out to Drake. what time am I in? Let me put the jersey on. It's not as heavy handed. So I thought that's what they were going for, but no, I thought that was a real dig. Like they were really digging like that crowd sucked kind of thing. So that was interesting.
I would take it as a real dig though. I mean, that seems like something they would be bothered with, right? Like they're a band, they do this professionally. So if they say that, I mean, I kind of would believe it.
We went to the Killers to watch in Montreal, in Laval, Quebec there, right? Just north of Montreal.
Yeah.
Remember that night? Remember how cold it was?
That was an insane idea that we somehow pulled through.
So we went to watch the Killers in Montreal, in Laval, in February. Yeah, something like, insane like that.
The coldest month, yeah.
The coldest month. It's literally like minus, 30, 35, 40 that night.
Celsius.
With the wind chill. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're outside. Like, they made us stand outside like we're back in the 90s or something. We were outside the stadium, and the lineup was so super long, dude. And I just remember we had come from the bar, and I was moments away from pissing my pants. I'm like, if we don't get inside, you know what I mean? Dude, my legs were doing like the Twizzlers. I was in big trouble. But I just remember it being so cold that night. It was so cold that people were like, usually when you're at a concert, there's like a hush, like a lot of sound, like a lot of excitement. There was just like a quietness outside.
Oh, yeah.
And they were not letting us in. And it was like 40 minutes before they were supposed to go on stage.
It was awful.
Right. They delayed it. Right. And we finally got in. It was freezing, though. I couldn't feel my fingers. I went to the washroom. I made it. And then we went to go sit down. And then remember, Brandon, the lead singer of the Killers, he said, hey, guys, I'm sorry. You know, it was a bit of an episode getting you guys. He mentioned that it was a bit of a gong show getting you guys inside or whatever. And that wasn't the end of it. The power went out twice in the middle of his songs. Remember that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right.
Maybe three times.
An ongoing thing.
First time it happened, he was like, okay, whatever, shit happens. The second time it happened, you could see he was like, okay, come on or whatever, right? And then the third time when it happened, you could tell that Brandon, he was a little bit pissed off about that.
Sure, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Yeah, I remember that night. It also, like, where we stayed looked like Whoville. Like, everything was frozen and, like, full of snow. Like, it was like...
Yeah, the Airbnb included a parking spot. So we get there, like, here are the two shovels. Go dig out your spot.
Yeah, man. Like, it was, like, one of the... For some reason, that memory, though, doesn't stick out as a negative one. Because I think overall it was fun. Probably because, we were, like, in a group and shit. But,
yeah.
But like explaining this to someone, it does sound like just a horrible night.
It was cold.
It was too
cold. And we decided to get an Airbnb, and in all places, we got a basement unit.
Yeah,
it was cold down there,
dude.
Yeah, it was just, yeah. If you go to Montreal, if you go to Quebec in February, you know, dress accordingly, bring an extra blanket, get a car with all-wheel drive and all that stuff, a heated blanket maybe.
I should have called my aunt. Maybe she probably would have been better. She would have let us stay at her place.
Yeah, we probably could have had a home-cooked meal.
Oh, man.
Although we did it, we went to a pizza place. It was pretty good pizza. We called. What did we do? Like, we asked around, like, what was the best pizza place?
Didn't we just order it?
Yeah, yeah, no, but we looked for like an award winning one.
Oh, did we? Damn, we
yeah, yeah.
Fancy that night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got it. It was pretty good.
Pizza.
It was pretty good, but you know what it is? It's one of those gimmick pizzas with like a billion toppings on it. Like, they really stack the toppings.
And if you're like my wife, she just doesn't care about that and picks everything off.
She just sometimes less is more, you know what I mean? Like
100%.
I don't know. I've been to these places where they just put, I like a good pepperoni pizza. I don't need the whole pepperoni stick on top of the pizza, you know what I mean?
What about that?
But that was fun.
That night that we went to that pizza, and you're like, I'll give you $20 to ask what the hell is on that pizza.
And it was like, and then we bought it.
That creamy mushroom melt or whatever.
Yeah, and then we bought it.
And then, dude, yeah, he gave us like deal of a lifetime, and then we bought it and ate it on the street, and it was like one of the best pizzas ever. So much for us knocking the pizza.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that night was just cold, man. Good trip to Montreal, though. But, yeah, that was the killer show. Back to the Depeche Mode concert. Really good, man. Leo at one point bought me a t-shirt and then I lost it.
Oh, you bastard.
He lost his jacket first, so we had to go to security and get his jacket. When we went to get his jacket, I must have dropped a shirt. So, like, the concert gods were like, yoink, we'll take that back. Here's a jacket kind of thing, right? But it ended up being a good night. It's always a gong show, but those are the good nights. We took the subway back. It was shut down halfway, so we had to take a bus back up. We got on the bus. The bus took us to where I live, but we missed a stop, so we went straight to the next stop. Had to get off, turn around, come back. But damn. Like I was saying on the last show, man, that's what makes those concerts legendary. It makes them so memorable. Will forever be the concert that, you know, that whole gong show happened with the t-shirt and him losing his jacket and everything else. But it was such a good show that, man, it was a good night.
That's awesome. Yeah, Depeche Mode. I'm not a huge Depeche Mode fan. I know some songs. But whenever I think of like bands I like, they for some reason won't come up until we're talking like top 30. Top 40.
No, they're great, man. They're a great band. It's hard to rank like that, but
100%. It's impossible.
For me, up until like 2007, 2008, for me, they were kind of like the Pet Shop Boys. Like, I knew of them. I knew like 3, 4, or 5 songs, but that's kind of it. But, Leo got me into them. So when I went to that first concert, I kind of just became like a fan. And then I really went in. And for me, it was one of those bands that I thought I knew 4 or 5 songs, kind of like the Pet Shop Boys. And it ended up being like I knew about,
you know, tons.
10, 11, 12 songs, you know. So it was a very easy, transition in terms of fandom. That was cool. That was a Depeche Mode concert. Now I can't wait. I want to go to another concert. Maybe a Green Day next year. That'll be a good one.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Green Day. Are they still together?
Oh, yeah, man. They just they just played the Grey Cup over here in Hamilton.
Nice.
Hamilton, the Grey Cup. That's kind of like the Super Bowl here of the CFL.
Oh, okay.
And they played the halftime show. And I remember when they made that announcement, I was like, oh, man, that'd be so cool just to watch the show, just to go watch Green Day, right? But they're coming next year. Should be good. I want to get myself into the pit. It's going to be about $500-$600 to get in there, but I'm going to see if I can do it. That'd be fun just to be there.
I was trying to look at, thinking of getting, but then I ultimately decided not to. But I think in December, early December, Ludacris is coming to Casino Rama. And I was like, man, that would be pretty cool to see Ludacris live. Like, I didn't even know he did stuff like that still, like touring and like performing music. Sure. I thought he was just like, you know, chilling, getting those Fast and Furious checks. But the tickets are just way too goddamn much, man. Way too goddamn much. For like OK seats, you're looking at like $500-$700. Like,
yeah.
I'm a skip out.
Ludacris? No. Ludacris, he does. He doesn't pop out as much music as he used to, but he's more of a television guy now. Does a lot of like film stuff and things like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, he hosts stuff too. Like,
yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, for him to actually come to Toronto or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And actually do a show is like, oh, shit.
I think that'd be great. That'd be fun. Mm. That'd be fun, yeah. Ludacris. And he'd probably get a good deal on that ticket, right? Casinorama, whatever, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if they're going for like $700, I mean, for like not even like, you know, front 10 front rows. Like,
wait a minute, they're going for $600-700 at Casino-rama?
Yeah, dude,
that's crazy. That's why, definitely all scalpers.
That's why,
bro.
I'm just like, no, yeah. No, at the ticket, like Ticketmaster.
Oh, it's retail.
It's retail. Like, wow. It's like, holy fuck. I like,
there you go.
And I was only looking because I saw Ice Cube there, and I was like, okay, it was a good venue. Like, I like the way it sounded.
Yeah.
Ice Cube's a pretty big name. Like, I thought, okay, cool. And I paid like $300-400 for no, less. I think I paid $250 for the seats I got, and they were really good.
I thought they were a gift. But,
I mean, the wife bought them, I guess, if you want to say that's a gift. Yeah, it's my money, though. But anyway, fucking my whole point is, like, Ludacris coming is like, okay, I get it. He's more relevant. But I guess that automatically jacks up the prices $300-400. That's crazy.
That's just the way it is. You know, if you go watch, it's what they value themselves at too, right? And looking at the market and things like that.
Sure, if he thinks he's worth that.
Like when we went to see Jerry Seinfeld, I think that was like $150 a ticket for a comedy show.
Damn, I wouldn't know. I didn't right? go.
But. And on the flip side, no, I'm telling you. And then on the flip side, you can go to just at the corner here and watch open mic night for free or for like $5-10, right? So it all just depends. But yeah, $600-700 for a ticket for Ludacris. Wow. I mean, I guess that's what he's pulling. That's nuts.
Yeah, man, it's nuts. It's honestly crazy. And then Ice Cube is actually coming back in like February, March. So I'm just going to save to go to that one.
That's pretty sweet.
There you go.
Yeah. Did he do a lot of rapping or did he, cause sometimes when you go watch some of these hip hop shows, like they let the DJ do their thing for like half an hour and
oh no, man,
they'll do a bunch of emceeing where like they'll point the mic at the crowd. I'm like, I don't want to hear the crowd. I want to hear you, dude. You know, I paid to watch you.
No, he rapped his ass off, man. Like him and he brought Dub C from the West Side Connection.
Mm-hmm.
So Dub C was like the hype man kind of thing. And they killed it for like an hour. There was no gimmicks. There might have been like there was a graphic behind them, but that was it, man. It was just two dudes like just rapping hard.
Yeah.
My favorite part was just the era. They went through the eras of his career, like they started off with like some new stuff, but then they went into like the 90s, and then and somewhere in there was like some NWA tracks, and then they went back into the 90s, and it was just cool. And then I think he did one or two songs from his new group with Snoop, E-40, and Too Short. I forgot what the Mount Rushmore. They're called Mount Rushmore. And that was pretty good. So overall, it was like, it's kind of like the greatest hits kind of thing, but like for fans, really, because he performed stuff that I've never heard on like the radio, for example. But it was a really good show. That's like my holy grail of shows, definitely, just because he was my favorite rapper and I got to see him. I never thought that would happen.
There you go. That's cool. Yeah. And he's back in February.
He's back in February.
That's nice.
I also spent $300 in merch.
What'd you get? T-shirts?
I got like three T-shirts, two snapbacks, and I think a sweater.
Yeah. How much were the snapbacks going for?
Oh, man. I think, no. $50 each.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. But they're like, they're the Raiders logo, but with Ice Cube's face.
That's cool. Yeah, I've seen that one. That's dope. Yeah,
it's a cool one.
Yeah. Dude, Snoop Dogg got everybody. Did you see this thing?
That motherfucker.
I cannot believe this. He comes out saying that after consulting his family and friends, he's going to stop smoking, right?
Yeah.
Brings on a wave of like sympathy from people like, oh, is he okay? Like, is there something wrong with him? This and that. And then he comes out and it was all part of a marketing scheme, right? Which, in my opinion, didn't work for that company. Because I couldn't tell you the brand or what it was. Smokeless barbecue or something like that.
Yeah.
So in terms of them, it's like that did nothing for them. In terms of getting Snoop Dogg more eyeballs and clout and everything else, it totally worked more for Snoop than it did for the other company. I couldn't tell you what brand it is, what kind of a barbecue it is, what color it is, where it's made, how to get it. I could tell you nothing about whatever it was that he was advertising. But I can tell you about Snoop Dogg, you know, so yeah, that's wild.
He that's hilarious though, just because like the whole purpose of the like that the company wanted Snoop was just, you know, to get more eyeballs on them, and Snoop's a great person to get. But then it's like the way he went about it was literally like he did a 180 on them and like kind of used it to promote himself, which is just insane. Whether it was on purpose or not. You know, I was always like, I'm not going to lie, I always thought it was a weird post because he never outright said he was giving up smoking. He just said, I'm giving up smoke, which to me, it was like, why is he wording it like that? I always thought that for the, like, the 2-3 days. And then once I saw the you know, the outcome, I'm like, okay. There's two sides to it too. Like, if people are struggling with, like, drugs and, like, you know, making a joke out of shit like that can be kind of also, like, on the flip side. With a negative, you'd be surprised with the comments, man. It was,
I didn't see anything like that.
I did. And it was like the most liked thing. It was like the
top. I didn't see any comments like that. The closest I saw was, well, if something, next time something's really wrong with him, no one's going to believe him, which I get it. Well, it's like the boy who cried wolf, right?
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
And there was somebody else that did it just like the other week. You know, sort of the same thing, right? The old Conor McGregor, when he got on the microphone after, I forget who he beat, might have been Jose Aldo. No, it wasn't Jose Aldo because I was in Brazil. But he gets on the mic, and this is after he had been in, like, controversy and stuff like that. And he goes, from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to apologize to absolutely nobody because the champ does whatever the fuck he wants. Yeah, now, get me my belt. And then he became, like, Conor, two-time champion there.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing. But I don't know. At the end of the day, it's more clout, more numbers for Snoop. I couldn't tell you anything about this barbecue. So at the end of the day, the barbecue people, they're probably sitting in some boardroom, like, giving each other high five. It's like, no, you idiots paid Snoop just to buy himself some more listeners and views and stuff like that, right?
Yep.
But I figured something, like, because he's associated with, like, cannabis brands and stuff like that, right? So he would have had to, like, behind the scenes,
another thing,
tell these companies, oh, by the way, I'm doing this PR thing, like, I'm going to say I'm giving up smoke, but it's got nothing to do with the brand or whatever, right?
Don't be concerned about me. Yeah, right. This is nothing what you think. That's hilarious. Man, Snoop is just like an enterprise at this point. He's like...
He's a brand.
He's a huge brand.
He's a brand.
Insanity.
Yeah, he's awesome though. But yeah, I don't know if that marketing worked, you know, just kind of like...
I mean, not for
here, take my money kind of thing. Yeah. Did you see this next year, Messi, Ronaldo, The Last Dance?
I heard that was called off.
What?
Yeah. Are you talking about Al Nassr versus Miami?
Yeah. Why did they call it off?
I don't know. Now there's a report that it's called off. No specific reason. Just now it's
back. It'll
off.
Be back on.
But I also heard Portugal and Argentina are facing in March. So there's...
That could be another Last Dance.
That's a bigger Last Dance. And you and I can't be in the same room when that happens.
No. Honestly, though, I'm not talking shit, but just the way we're playing, I think we'll crush you guys. But I think it'll be a good match.
That's fine.
We're in trouble, though. We might be in trouble. Our Argentinian coach, Scaloni, might be out.
Oh, why?
We'd heard rumors. Just, I don't know, just after the game, he was talking about how...
that you guys lost?
Yeah, there was just like a bunch of different... No. We beat Brazil 1-0 in the Maracanã.
Oh, yeah,
in the
you guys
Maracanã.
Played Brazil. Yeah, right, I was thinking of the Uruguay game.
No. the Uruguay game. Why bring up bad memories?
Which we beat. We beat them. Just
that doesn't
you know.
Mean anything in
just
soccer.
Just letting you know we beat them.
Go beat Brazil, then we'll talk.
We also beat them.
Not at home. So we beat them twice now. And so after the game, Scaloni was just talking about, you know, there's some things to figure out and he doesn't know if he'll be back. And then there was, but it's wild because there's a lot of speculation like what it could be. Could it be that he needs to step away for this, for that, for his family, this and that. But it's almost becoming apparent that, like, it's something to do inside AFA, which is the soccer federation that runs Argentina, that bullshit. Yeah, so I think there's something going on there. But, yeah, there was a rumor that Messi said that if he's gone, Messi's gone too, right?
Oh, damn, really? Yeah. Why is it like that?
Because there's just a lot of politics. There's a lot of politics. Bro, we had a player called Canigia. He was one of the best players ever, but for Argentinian anyway, but overall in the world. But in the 90s, he didn't get selected for the national team several times because he had long hair and refused to cut it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because there was a coach that didn't like that, right? So there's just a lot of nonsensory. You know, Diego Maradona's had a lot of battles himself with AFA, so it's kind of like, you know, it's one of those things. But I don't know, man. Messi, Ronaldo would be cool to watch in whatever setting.
See, I have an article here. Inter Miami debunks the rumors of a scheduled game against Al Nassr.
Yeah.
This is inaccurate. So apparently it's not a real thing. At least it's not on paper right now.
Yeah. I think it'll happen. I think...
Well, there's money there. Yeah, comes down to.
They got the money. You know,
no one gave a shit about Al Nassr and Inter Miami until now. So there's money there.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not fair about Inter Miami. That team had a lot of eyeballs on it because of its association with like David Beckham and stuff like that. But yeah, no, definitely Al Nassr, Ronaldo definitely put that team on the map because I didn't know about any of that stuff before this. So
I didn't even know there was a Saudi league. Like I didn't even like it's like. He made that team so popular. It's actually kind of ridiculous how he did that. And then a bunch of players are just going over to that league. And it is for like a shitty purpose. It is for money at the end of the day. But like the fact that this one guy was able to just kind of do this movement is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he's had several people follow him over, which is kind of nice. It's interesting anyway. I like to see competition. So I like to see different leagues. You know what I mean? I would eventually love... you know, FIFA to have competition, right? Rather than
sure.
pretty much run the entire thing, which is kind of well, ridiculous.
I heard.
Like, if you actually start thinking about it, it's kind of nuts, right?
Yeah. Now they're considering, I keep hearing, like, for like lack of better words, that like they're thinking of letting like two Saudi teams get into the Champions League or something.
Right.
So it's cool that that can happen.
Yeah.
It's a crazy thing. I don't know. Yeah. It's a nice transition period that we're going through. We'll definitely feel it once these two retire. I'll say that. Like, it's been a joy to like see this rivalry for like what 15 years.
It's kind of like in hockey having Ovechkin and Crosby in the same era. You know,
yeah, kind of.
With Messi and Ronaldo, it's kind of the same thing. The best thing is that these two guys have been buddies for like a long time. They've only been enemies just in the comments, if you think about it, right? And to this day, I'll go on a Messi post and second or third guy down will be like Ronaldo number one. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay.
Oh, same with the Ronaldo post.
You got us, dude. You got us. But the funny part is that they're buddies. Like I've seen clips of them from like in like a highlight reel from like when they were really young at all these different award shows throughout the years playing together and now. So all the star players know each other. They all text each other. They all laugh at the same shit we laugh about, right?
Yeah.
If you and I were going at it on Instagram, I'd be like, oh, man, I'd text you and be like, dude, have you checked out the comments? People think we're feuding. You know what I mean? People think we're beefing. Let's keep it up.
That's hilarious.
Hey, when I go up to get my award, I'm going to stare you down, make you look like, you know. So I thought that's funny, but yeah.
I saw an interview. I think it was Piers Morgan or whatever. Ronaldo said, like, look, we're not best friends. It's not like he comes over for dinner, but, you know, there's a lot of respect there or whatever. And that's like, you know, that's fine. That's all you really need. I mean, it's the fans that, like, make this whole thing. I remember for years over on, like, the European side of it, Portugal and Italy, man. Like, I thought that that was, like, the biggest, like, you know, rivalry ever when I was growing
right.
up. But it wasn't. It wasn't at all. It's just because the fucking idiots here in Canada that are Portuguese and Italian, for whatever reason, started a rivalry. And like you go to Europe, they don't know what you're talking about when you talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like you go to Europe, it's like, we don't have any beef with the Italians. What are you talking about? It's like, oh, okay. Well, in Canada, like it's just weird. It's a really strange thing. A lot of this is just fan bullshit.
I went to predominantly Italian high school and elementary school. Mm-hmm. Definitely there was a lot of like making fun of between like the Italians and the Portuguese all the time.
Yeah.
By like grade 4 or 5, you start knowing like the different names that they call each other. You're like, holy shit. But it was always interesting. And, you know, I always thought Portuguese people were similar to Italian people.
We are.
Keep in mind, like it's predominantly Italian school. So I got to know a lot of Italian kids and kind of how they are, their sense of humor and things like that. Right. Being Canadian, Italian, however you want to break it down. But I always thought, especially when I went to high school and I met more Portuguese people there, I was like, wow, he's very, very similar. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Do you remember, you know, my cousin's husband that gets us the wrestling tickets?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He's Italian.
Right.
Right. My cousin married him. She's Portuguese. I remember when we won the Euro in 2016, I saw him at St. Clair and he had a Portugal jersey and I had to just give him some shit. I was like, ah, look what you're wearing. And he's just like, yeah, shut the fuck up. So funny.
Oh, because he was wearing a different country's jersey?
No, because he's Italian wearing a Portugal jersey, which that's is something sweet, that like, his wife is Portuguese. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. It's sweet.
When you guys won the World Cup, I put on an Argentina jersey and went down.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it's like, you know, you just support your spouse. But it's just funny, like, Because from the Portuguese Italian rivalry, that's just like a nice piece of cake right there to look at.
Yeah,
look at this Italian wearing my jersey.
Yeah, it was always good.
Yeah,
good soccer players on both sides too. It's always good soccer matches with the Portuguese and the Italians.
Yeah, we haven't faced a lot though, but when we do, there's eyes for sure.
Yeah. No, I was just talking about the soccer field at school. Oh.
Totally.
You got to be freaking kidding me. But yeah, man, the next World Cup's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. It's going to be the Canadian World Cup, which will be nice.
Yes, the 26.
Yeah, 26. And then 30 is in South America. I think they're going to do a few games in Argentina.
Yeah, Portugal too.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Yeah, and Spain. There's a lot of countries. Poland or something. Yeah.
We got to win the lottery so that we can go around and watch all these games.
Yeah, that'd be dope, man.
That'd be awesome, man. Where are we flying next? We're going to Portugal to watch this game. All right, where are we going next? Argentina's next.
We'll stay at my aunt's house.
Your aunt, dude. We're millionaires. Oh, yeah, we're going to stay in.
I'm going to buy my
Your
aunt's
can
house.
Stay with us.
Yeah.
And we'll buy the hotel we stay in and give it to your aunt when we leave.
Here you go.
We pay it forward.
That's hilarious.
Your aunt's like, how the fuck am I going to pay the fucking the land tax on this shit, yo?
They already struggle with like milk.
Boo. I remember my buddy Nelson, he came back from Portugal and he was in love. He wanted to like move over there and buy a property and everything like that, right?
God damn.
I think that might have just been the $1 sangria talking, but I apparently can get a glass of sangria for like $1 over there.
Yeah, and you could be like 12.
I like that.
Yeah, I remember when I went to Portugal, I was like 13, 14.
Right.
And I went to a bar and my cousin was like, oh, go get us a beer. I'm like, what? I've never even drank beer before. And he's like, just go get us a beer. And my cousin's like, you know, 18, 19. I'm like, I never got one. He's like, just go ask. I'm like, they're going to give it to me? He's like, yeah, man, just go ask. So I went. I asked for it. Of course, I got it. I brought it back for us. And then my aunt and uncle walk in and I'm getting all nervous. I'm like, oh my God, like they're going to see that I'm drinking beer, blah, blah, blah. My uncle looks at me, doesn't say anything. Blah, blah. And then I was like super quiet. And then my cousin was like they sat with us and my cousin was like, oh, he's nervous that you're going to like tell his parents or whatever. And he's like, I'm not going to tell your parents.
He's nervous.
It's nervous. It's normal over here. Drink up. I was like, God damn, this is crazy.
Yeah. And you see that, man, even in Argentina when I was younger and I was over there, you know, you could buy cigarettes. You want to play the lottery, you play the lottery. You want to grab beer. I'm not sure if it's got, you know, I'm sure it's like that in some areas, but I'm sure it's got a little bit more strict and stuff like that. But,
well, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's always been kind of like that. You know, you can sit on your front porch and have a beer over there. No one's going to bother you.
Portugal is a beautiful country, but I don't think I'd live there. It's good for a visit, but living there is a whole different beast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just because of work and stuff like that?
Yeah, work isn't like, you know, always accessible.
Yeah, it's tough.
There's a bunch of like recession stuff going on over there. Like if you don't like have your own business almost, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like that's like most of the cases. Like my uncle owns a bar.
Right.
And my other uncle owns a farm. So they're always fine. But the family members that don't have it, I'm always hearing like how there's like shortage of work and they're on this like financial aid shit and like the government doesn't want to give it to you half the time. It's crazy over there.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you have some money, which I have a friend who just sold all his stuff. He sold his car. He sold his house. He sold everything. Quit the job. And now he lives there. But he went in with like a lot of money that he could easily like invest in some property that's not being built yet or being built, whatever. And he could stay at a hotel for a while. But like, it's because the amount of money that you could get here from selling your assets, you'll do great over there. But to go over there to make money, there's no way. You'll never do it.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is. You know, you go there, you get the great exchange rate. Oh, greatest country in the world, right? But you're just visiting.
Oh,
you're just visiting. It's the same thing in Argentina, right? People go over there, oh, I never want to leave. Yeah, because you're on vacation, motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker.
You just traded in $1. You got like $13 back. It's easy
Plus,
for
like
you.
Nothing
it's easier
really,
for you. But to go over
really
there,
do.
And you're right, and find employment and stuff like that, it's tough. What else, Pac-Man? Tell me something.
You're going to go on vacation soon.
Man, I'm going to Mexico
that.
On Sunday. I'm out of here. Me voy.
Can you believe
I'm
this son
out.
Of a bitch?
I'm going to the. I'm going to Mexico. I'm not even saying this as a joke because it's true. It's the land
you're legit
of...
going.
What?
You're legit going, right?
Yeah. It's the land of unlimited guac. When I was over there last time, I had guac with every meal. Jeez, you know, like the Italians got the bread and you put the vinegar and the thing and you yeah, wipe it on the bread or whatever on the plate. And look at me.
Bread everywhere.
Look how cool I am. every meal over there, I just always had a thing of guac and some chips with every meal.
If that makes you happy, bro, that's great.
Oh, man. I'm a happy boy.
I don't like guac, so I wouldn't do good with that.
I was telling my friend David, I'm already getting hungry for dinner on Sunday when we get there.
Damn.
Right?
I kind of get that, though. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. We're going to get there late, though. We're probably going to get there around 9 o'clock, but...
You know. How long are you staying? For a week, right?
6 days, yes. We'll be back next Saturday. Nice. But I'm looking forward to that. It's just south of Cancun.
Okay.
In the Mayan Riviera.
Okay.
My buddy Warren's wedding. So we're going to head down there. And it'll be fun. It's a 4.5-star resort. So I'm just looking forward to it, man. And right on cue, not a minute too late, it started fucking snowing today in the city.
That's
awesome.
And
I'm like, you know what? Dude, this was me. I was literally walking in the sidewalk. You're going to hate me. Just smiling, letting the snow hit me. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, give it your best shot. Give it your best shot because I'm only here till Sunday. Give me your best shot.
The Joker walking down those stairs.
Just doing a fucking dance.
While it's snowing.
Oh, my God. I shamelessly took out my camera because there's a lot of people on my phone. Rather, there's a lot of people walking the sidewalk. I'm shameless. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I just took my phone out and just did like a whole pan around thing. And I'm like, I don't care what people think because they don't know that I'm going to be in Mexico in 2 days. So.
It's hilarious.
It's cool, man. I'm looking forward to it. It's my first vacation in like 3-4 years, something crazy like that. Well, my first, not vacation, but like my first getting on a plane and getting out of here. Once that pandemic shutdown hit, it's almost like you went into like a Mario pipe, like doo, 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 and came out the other side like, that's it. That I love that. You can, let's make that a running gag, that stupid thing. But...
I bought that because it was $5.
That's tremendous. Oh, man. That was the first. Yeah, I like that. I'm just going to pop over there and it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to
That's
it.
That's good, man.
I'm each time. Last time we couldn't. Last time I didn't go in the water because they had a hurricane or something near Mexico.
It was vicious.
And I don't know if it was vicious, but they said that you can go in the water if you want. At your own risk, kind of thing. It's all seaweed, and it had made the bottom all mushy. It was pretty gross, actually. So I dip my feet in, but I'm like, no, I'm definitely not doing that. So this time, hopefully, it'll end up working out.
Yeah. Well, man.
Yeah.
Hope you have fun, dude.
I will. I'll send you a postcard.
I'll be here maybe doing an episode of the podcast.
Nice. Yeah.
Holding it down.
I'll send you a postcard.
I'll probably get it by the time you're back.
Remember, people used to send postcards, man?
Yeah.
You don't see that anymore.
Now you just get a text. With
yeah. Hey, wish you were here. Or her.
Wish you were her.
Wish you were here with me. Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to it. My buddy's getting married on the Wednesday, so we have a couple days of debauchery. Wednesday, a couple more days of debauchery. Then Saturday morning, probably lay by the beach. It's a tough life. It really is tough, Ryan. You
Maybe
get
you
it.
Just stay at the resort.
You get it. Yeah.
I'm going to those towns with those sketchy boys.
Hey, I know those boys. I know those boys. Last time we did leave the resort several times for like different excursions and stuff like that. I think this time I'm just going to stay and just drink and get fat the whole time on the resort.
You're better off. It's just crazy times. I hear some fucked up shit about Mexico.
You're safe though, man. When we got there last time, like we were with a good crew. There's also checkpoints everywhere.
Hey, how long ago did you go last time?
2019.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah, 2019, 2020. Yeah, right around there. Yeah, yeah. No, there's checkpoints. Like, you get off the airport, there's checkpoints with guys with guns, like, you know. No, and then we went to the beach. We had to go through a building where we had to go through, like, a metal detector, and there's more guys with guns, and they're like, enjoy the beach. And we're like, okay, thank you, sir. And there's guys like there's guys like shotguns walking around the beach, you know, and you're like, okay. I mean, they're there to obviously protect the tourists, right? But they do have a lot of because it's ocean, it's a back door to like, you know, shipping receiving, so to speak, for anybody involved in that kind of stuff. But no, we're fairly safe, man. Fairly safe in Mexico. You know, we stayed in the resort for most of it. We did go out for a couple of excursions, but it was a good time. Mexican people, then some of the best people. Seriously, some of the best people, hardworking. Oh my God. Mexican people are awesome. I always respected them, but I got a newfound respect, you know. Everything you see here, hard workers, you know, but they have like to have a good time, but they're also very dedicated to their family, sending money back and stuff like that. When you go over and you see them, you see the, you know, it's the same passion, the same strive for work. It's incredible. Saw these guys working on the road like pickaxes at like 1 p.m. when we were just going to the resort, just crazy in the middle of sun. Nuts, dude. And then as we drove by, there was like a bunch of trees and all this shade and just like a group of them. I guess they were taking turns and they were just out of the sun for a little bit, right? But
yeah,
no, it's great. Yeah, I'm excited.
No, they're good. They're good, man. Even at my job, I always get down with them. There's like a lot of Mexican people that work there.
Yeah,
I always get down with them. They're always nice. I'm usually voted the one to talk to them because I know some Spanish.
right.
So whenever we need something, I'm the guy that has to go communicate with the broken Spanish.
Yeah, I like
that. They like it though. They appreciate it. Plus my tattoo guy is Mexican. He's cool.
Yeah. He talks to you in broken English, right?
Yeah, but it's funny because every time I see him, it's like improved. It's actually really good. And he watches a lot of UFC documentaries, so that definitely helps his English.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's a cool cat. I got to go see him.
Yeah.
Get tattered up, son.
Do it, bro. I'm already thinking of the next one. I don't know what I want, though.
Ah.
I don't know. That's why I said that. It right away. I don't know.
Yeah, you stop me. You stop
before
that.
Before we go, there is one thing I saw that I could probably talk about.
Tell me.
On the 20th, it was me and the wife's 14-year
In November? Gotcha, okay.
It was me and the wife's 14-year anniversary. We've been together for 14 goddamn years, and we're definitely at the point where we don't even get anything for each other because it's like whatever, you know? It's just we've reached a different level of relationship, I guess.
You've already got the platinum trophy.
Yeah, I did the platinum already. I'm going for the diamond or whatever. But
right.
No, but we were like, no, but we should still do something. So I was like, you know what? Let's go see the new Hunger Games.
Sure.
Because I know that she's a big Hunger Games fan. So I went to go see the Hunger Games. You know what? I did not know what to expect from this movie. So this is a little movie review. You've seen the original four movies. There's a vibe that those movies have that like, it's like there's like tension all around at almost every point, even when it's happy. This kind of recaptured that, but because it's set like 10 years into the Hunger Games, you get to know things like who invented it, what it's like behind the scenes. There is a Hunger Games event that happens and it's so bootleg compared to what you see in the other Hunger Games movies because it's still in its like, you know, inception phase. That it's like, it's literally just an arena, like this room where people are going to kill each other. Like, it's not like there's a forest. It's not like there's any of that. It's literally just like this, almost like a Coliseum kind of thing. And it's a very, you know, I don't want to say minuscule part of the movie, but it's not the point of the movie, but it's in there. But then you see a lighter side to like District 12. There's like a bar that people hang out and like, you know, there's live dancing and singing. It's like, there isn't as much dread in this movie as there was in the other ones. That being said, I think this movie came a little too late. I think if this was released maybe 5, maybe 7 years ago, I could appreciate it more. But because it's like I'm always going to hold the other ones in a high regard, I'm trying to see if I could just get past the recency bias of this not being a cash grab or whatever. And like, you know, I'm actually trying to put it into that timeline where it's like, okay, these are different. These are similar. Like some of the characters are the same. Like obviously it centers on Snow when he was young, but these are different actors. There is references to the movies, but there isn't really anything connecting them. So it's like, okay, how do I rank it? And honestly, I really enjoyed it. By the end of the night when I was like processing it, I was like, you know what? This is actually pretty good. That being said, I still would rather watch the other ones.
Did it have the same flavor of the first four, or did this one taste like it was made by a different chef?
See, that's a good question. It has, you see, when you look at something and like, you don't know what's behind it. This is definitely the look behind it. Mm-hmm. Like you see what life is like in the Capitol because Snow lives in the Capitol. You see what they struggle with, which isn't much. You don't really get much district focus. You get more of like, what do they do there? Like, because they don't like have poverty, like what is it really that they do?
Also because you're watching an origin story, so there's literally
watching an origin story
in the time that that's happening. There is no, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years of this and that because you're telling the origin story, whereas in the first movie it starts off in district is it 12 or 13 12, where she's from? 12. Yeah, 12. And it's just kind of like poor people, and they're going hunting across this fence. You don't know. They're dying, what the fuck is happening? Sick. And you have a million questions. With this one, you're watching the origin story, knowing that there's further things coming, but it's kind of like, how do we get there?
See, what I think of it is the Hunger Games haven't been like around long enough for people to feel super hopeless. So there's still kind of like a thing where it's like, yeah, this sucks, but whatever, I'm living my life kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. So it's interesting. There is like a, there's still that same flavor sometimes, like when you see like District 12 and stuff, like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But then when it's back to the Capitol, it's like, okay, I feel like this is like the B side of like the Hunger Games that I didn't get to see until now.
Right.
It's an interesting take on it. Yeah, I don't know. I liked it overall. I think you need to like see it for yourself to really get like a...
I bought the book. I might read it.
Good understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it too. I
bought the book. I might read it. I'll check it out. Yeah, I love that lore. I read all the books. It'd be silly not to read this one. So
yeah, me too.
I'm going to check that out. Yeah, that's cool, man. I'm glad you saw that. Dude, I was supposed to go to Day of the Dead. Remember the last episode we did? Ended up not going.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was really bummed out because I found out I wasn't going to that thing like earlier on in the day. And I was going to reach out to you, be like, hey man, you want to just go do the Day of the Dead thing, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Ended up taking a nap. Just like, I took a nap from like 3 on a Saturday, which I don't really do, but my mind was heavy. Yeah. I just took a nap at like 3 o'clock, woke up at 7, like, oh shit, I guess I missed it.
There you go.
But I heard it was pretty good. I was watching some of the stuff on Facebook and things like that, but it was good. It was a good show the last time we went. I've been there twice now. So
I enjoyed it. Yeah,
I definitely did too. It was good. The fire dancers or whatever, like that was amazing. I love that shit.
The live band, like everything was good. The face painting, everything was awesome.
The food
was good, man. We got to go next. We'll go next week.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. And it'll be here before you
know it.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. So yeah, man, I'm off to Mexico. You're off to do your own thing. One more time. Yes, we're going to start getting on out of here. We'll be back next week with more Your Mama jokes. Ryan, think of a new one. I'll think of a new one. In the meantime, check us out at Podcast Fresh on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. You can check us out on Twitter at Podcast Fresh TO. And what's the final plug that I'm missing? Oh, of course, the Torres and Acapello show on Instagram. I actually did forget that wasn't part of my setup there. Torres and Acapello show on Instagram. Follow us on there. Thank you so much for downloading the show. Check out the rest of the shows. The Gaming Asylum, the Podcast Fresh Cafe, and what's the other one, Pac-Man? And the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air show, the review show. We're almost there. We got two more shows before we're done season 5. And then cue the Shaft music. It's on to season 6 of The Fresh Prince. And then we'll bury it 6 feet under.
Never look at it again. I honestly don't think I could watch it again.
What an undertaking. Ryan, give us your plugs, my friend, and then send us home.
Sure. First of all, follow our personals at Torres Unlimited for Chris, at official_acapella for myself. What was the last game? The Gaming Asylum, the last one I did was Thoughts on the Legend of Zelda movie. That's going to be live action. That's going to be a disaster. So there's that. That's also on YouTube. So check us out on the YouTube. And man, stick around. I think when Chris gets back, we're going to be doing a end of the year cafe where we talk about all the movies and games we played. So that should be fun. And then I guess we're going to do another show that, you know, in tradition of what we're going to look forward to in 2024.
Yes.
So that should be super fun. And I'm sure I'll do an asylum while Chris is away. So there's also that.
The asylum is every now and then he locks himself in.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. No, I'm just kidding. Let's get the hell out of here.
I hate that fucking tag.
On behalf of Ryan Acapello Mello, I'm Chris Torres. Thank you for downloading. This has been the Torres and Acapello Show. Have a great weekend. Good night. We're out of here.
Peace. Podcast Fresh.